you're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Let us praise the Lord. Let us praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in the gospel writings of Matthew. Last week we finished chapter 25, but I'm going to be just recapping one or two of the verses, and then we go on to Matthew chapter 26. So we're going to pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here, oh God, another Saturday evening to go into your word, oh God. Your word is spirit and it is life. Your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your word will pierce our hearts. Oh God, bringing forth transformation. Oh God, as we come this morning in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you'll incline our hearts, oh God Almighty, to wisdom. Oh God, help us, oh God Almighty, to hear your word and become wise in you in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Almighty God. Breathe upon us, Jesus, and help us, oh God, to glean from this scripture today and help us to continue to grow in grace and knowledge of you. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit's presence with us. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. And we thank you, O God, that you're taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you. Father, we bless you, we honor and give you glory always. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God. So we had concluded chapter 25 of Matthew last week. And we see where verses 45 and 46, Jesus was speaking to all those who were not in obedience to his word. They did not do what he said that they should do. They did not feed the hungry. They did not take care of the strangers. They did not visit him when he was in prison. So he was saying, whatever you do to the least of my disciples, you do it unto me. So we have to understand that Jesus is saying that, look on verse 45 of Matthew 25, then he will answer them saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. So when we don't render assistance to those in need, we are not working for the kingdom of God. We are not working for Jesus. So Jesus said, as long as you do it unto others, you do it unto me. So if we do good to the least of God's people, we do it unto Jesus. But if we don't do it, Jesus said, if you don't do it unto the least of one of these, you don't do it to me. And see the outcome of those who do not obey Jesus. The word said in 46, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. They will go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life. So people of God, we have to take Jesus' word and take it seriously. We can't take it lightly. We have to take it seriously and understand whatever we do unto others, we do it unto Jesus. So we want to do whatever we are doing heartily as unto God. We are to do it from our hearts, people of God. We cannot be doing things for people to see and people to praise us. But we have to know that God sees everything. He knows everything. He knows our heart. And people of God, we have to do whatever we are doing from our hearts. So this evening, we are going to go into Matthew 26. Matthew chapter 26, reading from the New King James Version. And verse 1 said, now it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings. So Jesus finished speaking that he said to his disciples, look on verse 2. You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. So Jesus was reminding his disciples that after 2 days, in 2 days' time, it will be the Passover. And that is the time when the Son of Man, referring to himself, that was a title he gave unto himself, Son of Man, he will be delivered up to be crucified. And people of God, he was delivered up for no sin of his own. He could not commit any sin. He is God. But he took on our sin. He became our sin substitute, people of God. and he was delivered up to be crucified for us. So we have to understand that he paid the sin debt for us. We owe a debt that we couldn't pay, but he paid it for us. And he went to the cross for us. So he was delivered up to be crucified. Look at verse 3 of Matthew 26. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest Caiaphas. So we see where the religious people now were assembling to plot against Jesus. And the verse 4 said, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. So they were planning to take Jesus by deception, and they were planning to kill him. They knew, people of God, that he was the Son of God, but they were not planning to kill him. They were against him. And we have to understand, people of God, religion is against Christianity. Religion is against Christianity. Religion is man trying to work their way to please God. But when we look on Christianity, God came down and died for us, gave up his life for us. He did something for us that we couldn't do. People of God, no human effort can please God. Only Christ please God. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 53 that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. So people of God, we have to understand that he alone could do it for us. He alone could pay the sin debt. So the religious people knew that he was the Messiah. They knew he was the King of Kings. They knew, but they had to plot against him. They had to plot against him and plotted to take Jesus by trickery. So they did it by deception. And they planned to kill him. We want to get rid of Jesus. Jesus comes to bring change, people of God. And many of us don't want to change, so we continue in religion, trying to please God by our works, our efforts. But Christ has already done it all for us. Christ did it at the cross for us. He said it is finished. It means, people of God, man's redemption is paid for. It's paid in full. People of God, we have to understand we don't have to help out Jesus. It is already paid for in full. All we need to do is trust in him and do right. People of God, he has given us the grace that we can live righteously and soberly in this present world. So people of God, we have to understand and live to honor our King. Live to honor Jesus. Look at verse 5 of Matthew 26. And they said, not during the feast let there be an uproar among the people. So the Pharisees, the religious people, they were speaking. They said, not during the feast. We can't do it during the time of Passover, lest there be an uproar among the people. So the religious leaders joined together to plot against Jesus falsely and kill him. But they decided not to do it during the feast of the Passover because it might cause an uproar among the people. So we see, people of God, the Passover was such a feast that was so revered among the Jewish people that they wouldn't want any killing to be done during the Passover. So the religious leaders plotted against Jesus and planned to kill him, but they decided not to do it during the feast of the Passover because the people might not be happy about it and it might cause an uproar. Look at verse 6 of Matthew 26. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper. So Jesus was now in Bethany. And that's the same place where his friends live. Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. The word of God said, and when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper. Verse 7. A woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. The Bible said, Matthew's version, we have to understand, people of God, we see the different gospel writers have different accounts. And we see here, Matthew said, this woman came to Jesus having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. Look at verse 8, people of God. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? So people of God, many times, we see religious people will see things happening and wonder why they are behaving in that way. Why are they worshiping in that way? because they do not understand. But even his disciples, Jesus' disciples saw it. They were indignant. They became angry at this woman saying, why this waste? She's wasting this oil. Well, people of God, we have to know that anything that we do for Jesus is not a waste. We do not waste anything when it comes to Jesus. We don't waste our time. We don't waste our treasure. We don't waste our talent. Anything we do for Jesus, people of God, it is well done. And we will get our reward. Look on verse 9 of Matthew chapter 26. Look on verse 9 of Matthew chapter 26. The word of God said, for this fragrant oil have been sold for much. And for this fragrant oil might have been sold for much. The disciples were still speaking. This fragrant oil might be sold for much and given to the poor. What were they saying, people of God? This fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Were they really concerned about the poor? We have to stop and ask and look into this. Were they really concerned about the poor? But look at it in verse 10, Matthew 26, verse 10. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, why do you trouble this woman? For she has done a good work for me. Jesus said, why are you troubling this woman? For she has done a good work for me. So we see, people of God, Jesus will always defend the worshiper. Jesus will always defend the worshiper. Worship is all about him. Worship is all about him, people of God. Jesus said, for she has done a good work for me. So worship is about Jesus, not about us. Sometimes we don't understand worship. We think worship is about us. But this woman came with that costly fragrance, that costly ointment, and she anointed Jesus. She worshipped him. It's a sign of worship, people of God. She loved him much. She worshipped him. And he said, for she has done a good work for me. Don't trouble her. Don't trouble this woman. She has done a good work for me. For Jesus said in verse 11, for you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. So Jesus was saying to them, poor people will always be with you. Poor people will always be on this earth. But Jesus was not here forever. Jesus was here for a limited time, people of God. We have to understand that. What was done for him before his death was very important. What was done for him, people of God, this was unto him. Jesus said, she has done a good work for me. So what was done for Jesus before his death was so important. Look on verse 12. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Jesus was saying, this is symbolic of my burial. Jesus was saying that oil was poured on him and his body was significant. It was done in worship, but it signifies his embalming with precious fragrance. We have to understand this truth, people of God. Jesus is calling us to understand his word. It was not just done like that, but this was done, people of God, for to signify Jesus' burial. In pouring of this fragrant oil on my body, Jesus said, she did it for my burial. That oil was poured on Jesus. It was significant because it was done in worship, but it signifies his embalming with precious fragrance after his death. So we have to understand, people of God, that we as God's children are called to bear that fragrance of Jesus Christ wherever we go. We are called, people of God, to exemplify Jesus wherever we go, so that others will see Christ in us and come to glorify him. The word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians 2, 14 to 15, it said, now thanks be to God who always lead us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So everywhere we go, we should diffuse the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ. We are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. So among the Christians and among the unsaved, we are the fragrance of Christ. Do we smell like Christ? Do we look like Christ? Do we behave like Christ? Are we Christ-like? The Lord is calling us children of God to be transformed in the image of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit, people of God, wants to work on us. But many of us have not yet been yielded to him. As we yield to him, people of God, he will chisel off the old ways, the old nature, and make us more like Jesus. We want to be like Jesus, for the word tells us we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. So we are called, people of God, to show forth Christ wherever we go. Let that fragrance of Christ be upon us. The woman came and she poured that precious fragrance on Jesus Christ, signifying his death. This was signifying that he would be embalmed, people of God, with fragrant oil. So we see, people of God, this woman, somehow it was revealed to her that this is a Christ. It was revealed to her this was an ordinary woman, people of God. And we are going to look and see another account given of this woman. Look on verse 13. He said, "Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached," Jesus was still speaking. "Assuredly, truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial for her." And we see, people of God, the gospel writers, they all gave account of this woman coming to really wash Jesus' feet, to pour oil on him, to pour her fragrant ointment on him in worship. It is mentioned in the gospel writers, people of God. We have to understand, Jesus says, wherever this gospel, this good news is preached, this woman must be mentioned. It must be told of what she has done. It must be as a memorial. We must remember this woman. And we're going to see Luke's account, people of God, which is even more vivid, tells us a little more about this woman. So we're going to look at Luke's account in Luke 7, 36 through 50. Luke 7, 36 through 50, the Bible tells us about this woman. And the word of God says that then one of the Pharisees, we see in verse 36, asked him to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house. This was a religious leader. He went into his house and sat down to eat. And we see in Matthew's gospel, it says Simon the leper invited him to dinner. So we see here this Pharisee, the word of God say, he did not, Luke didn't name him. But he said, then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. Asked Jesus to eat with him. "Come to dinner with me, Jesus." And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in that city who was a sinner. People of God, Luke described this woman as a sinner. And behold, a woman in that city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, so this man was speaking inside of himself, but he didn't know, he didn't understand that this is the Messiah Jesus. He reads the heart. He knows what takes place inside of us. So the word of God tells us, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would know what, who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. So this Pharisee was ready now to condemn this woman. She is a sinner. He thought he was righteous, people of God, and he saw this woman as a sinner. So he was saying, if Jesus was a true prophet, he would have known. He wouldn't allow this woman to touch him. But people of God, Jesus wants everyone to touch him. The word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So Jesus wants everyone to come and to touch him and to reap eternal life. And the word of God said in verse 40, and Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor. Jesus now was telling him a story. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one who he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. To whom little is forgiven, the same love little. People of God, we see here Jesus defending this woman. Jesus defending this woman. What Simon, what the Pharisees should have done, he didn't do. It was customary, people of God, when you go into a Jewish house, that you would be given water to wash your feet. Your head would be anointed with oil. And people of God, you would be taken care of, because they would send that bond servant to come and take care of the guest. But in this case, people of God, we see how they look down on Jesus, because they did not see, people of God, that he was worthy of all that should have been done for him. So this Pharisee did not see the worthiness of our Lord. So he came into the house. Jesus pointed out to him that you did not do what you're supposed to do for me. But this woman, this sinner, came and did what you were supposed to do. Now her sins are many, but they are all forgiven. To whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And because these Pharisees thought they were religious people of God, they did not think that they have any sin to be forgiven. So they continue in their religious state and far from God. But this sinner, this woman, came close to Jesus and did what this Pharisee should have done in the first place, but didn't do it. She worshiped him. People of God, this was true worship to the King. People of God, she did not care about those who were around her, what they were saying. She was focused on the King. People of God, we have to understand this. The Lord is calling the church of God to worship. The Lord is calling his people not to be focused on people, but to be focused on Jesus Christ. This woman was focused on Christ. Jesus said, to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. But we see, people of God, much was forgiven. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, Jesus said in verse 47 of Luke 7, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. She has shown me much love, Jesus is saying. She has shown her love for me by anointing, people of God, by using her fragrant ointment to anoint me and to wash my feet and to dry them with her hair. Then he said to her, Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. And verse 49, and those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sin? Who is this? So he was sitting at the table. They didn't even know who he is. He was sitting at the table and they did not even know him. Who is this? Who is able to forgive sin? He is the God-man. He is the anointed one. He is the Christos. He is the Messiah King. Who is he? Who is this who even forgives sin? Then Jesus said to the woman in verse 50, then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Your faith has saved you. You have put your trust in me. And people of God, when we truly put our trust in Jesus Christ, we will worship from a pure heart. We will worship with everything in us. When we put our trust in Jesus, people of God, it doesn't matter who is around, we will still worship him because we give him what he's deserving of. He alone is worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. He alone is God. He deserves worship. So this woman whose sin, her sins were many, Jesus said, but she was able to recognize Jesus. This is Jesus sitting at the table of the Pharisee. I'm coming to anoint him. People of God, we have to understand revelation knowledge came to this woman. And she came, people of God, unashamedly. We must worship him and not be ashamed to own him. We should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not be ashamed to worship him wherever we go. We should not be ashamed to speak of him. He said if we are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. So people of God, God is calling us to be like this woman who will pour out on him, pour out our fragrant oil of worship to him, give him the worship that is due unto his great name. So we as God's people have to understand Jesus defends the worshiper. He defends the worshiper. So let us worship him in spirit and in truth. The word of God tells us that he's seeking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. God bless you here this evening. We will stop here and we will continue next week from verse 14 of Matthew chapter 26. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you, O God Almighty, that you defend the worshiper. And we pray today that we will come to that place where we worship you in spirit and in truth. So we pray, O God Almighty, as we go along on this Christian journey, that we will become true worshipers of you, Jesus. O God, looking unto you always, gazing on you, Almighty God, we will be in childlike wonder, O God Almighty, in awe of who you are. So we just thank you again for who you are. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for your word to us. And help us to live, this evening, O God Almighty, truly meditating upon your word and coming to that place of understanding that you're calling us to true worship. So we bless you, we honor you, and we look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name. And we say amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us in 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.